CBS News. The three-man Algerian delegation met at the State Department today, then visited President Carter at Camp David, ending with a meeting in Washington with some families of the 52 hostages. I'm Alan Shaw, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. President Carter met with the diplomats for a first-hand report on condition of the hostages and to thank them for their middleman efforts between Iran and the U.S. Algeria's ambassador to Iran met with some hostage families later in the Washington home of the Algerian ambassador to the U.S. Secretary of State Edmund Muskie said the hostage families feel much better about their loved ones after hearing the ambassador who met last week with all 52 captives. Secretary Muskie called weekend meetings in Washington constructive, the talks apparently centering on whether Iran will retreat from its monetary price tag on the release of the Americans. In Pacific Palisades, President-elect Ronald Reagan was asked about that fossil payment. Bernard Goldberg has the story.
As he left church near his home this morning, Mr. Reagan was asked by reporters if he could go along with yesterday's Iranian proposal of a $9 billion down payment for release of the American hostages.
No, I don't think you pay ransom for people that have been kidnapped by barbarians.
And what was his reaction to seeing the films of the hostages just released by the Iranian government?
Well, what can you say? I think every one of us are praying they'll be home. And I think we just have to do something to bring that about.
Mr. Reagan did not elaborate. Bernard Goldberg, CBS News, Pacific Palisades.
More CBS News in a moment.
What in the World Happened in December? Brought to you by your local Navy recruiter. In December 1775, the first flag unfurled aboard an American warship was hoisted by Lieutenant John Paul Jones on board the flagship Alfred at Philadelphia on the occasion of placing the Continental Navy in commission. George Washington resigned his military commission in December of 1783 and retired to his estate at Mount Vernon, Virginia. December 1851, over 30,000 volumes in the Library of Congress were destroyed in a fire. The highest bridge in the world was completed in December 1929. The Royal Gorge Bridge across the Arkansas River in Colorado suspends 1,053 feet over the gorge. In December 1941, Japanese aircraft attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Six ships were sunk, 12 damaged, 150 aircraft destroyed, and 2,334 were killed or missing. The surprise attack forced the United States into World War II. That's what happened in December. To find out what's happening in the Navy today, call toll-free 800-841-8000. In Georgia, call 800-342-5855.
A top aide to Reagan, Edwin Meese, appearing on the CBS Face the Nation broadcast, warned Iran not to expect a better deal with Ronald Reagan as president. There is no reason for them to wait to release the hostages, said Meese. On NBC's Meet the Press, National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski was asked if he agreed with Reagan's assertion the Iranians are kidnappers and criminals.
I certainly agree with the proposition that the act is criminal and that it involves kidnapping. Indeed, I think it is important to remember in the course of all of these negotiations that we're dealing with an odiously illegal act that's destructive of all international norms.
Brzezinski says the crisis should revert to the status prior to the seizure of the Americans 421 days ago. Said Brzezinski, we released the Iranian assets, they released the hostages. At least two dozen homes are gone, washed away from flooding rivers in the state of Washington. Three weather-related deaths occurred in Oregon over the weekend. Now, hundreds of Pacific Northwest residents are returning, surveying the damage and beginning a cleanup after heavy rains and melting snows devastated mountain valleys. While President Carter is still in some discomfort from his broken collarbone suffered in a skiing fall, doctors say he is not immobilized and will continue to perform his duties. Skiing also turned into a nightmare for two cross-country skiers in the state of Washington. Greg Wiggins and Pat Legal of Fort Collins, Colorado, rescued after being forced to spend 3 weeks in an abandoned wilderness cabin. Each lost about 15 pounds and lived on dog food and horse oats. More after this.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. Is there something you'd really like to have, but you think you can't afford it? Well, have you considered buying on credit? Keep in mind, though, that credit shopping is as important as shopping for the items you want. And deciding if you can afford credit should be your major consideration. Now, here are a few tips. The basis for wise credit buying is wise budget planning. It's important to know exactly how much you can afford to pay each month for your credit purchases and to balance that against your regular bills. keep in mind that credit does cost money. And a good budget plan should include all your expenses for a full year. Also, some money should be budgeted for emergencies. And what's left, you see, will be the deciding factor in whether or not you can afford credit. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Everyone knows New Year's Day is the day of the Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California. Not so many know that Saturday marked the 4th annual March of the Doodah Parade. It turned out 20,000 people for a 3-block-long parade route, watching, among other things, 400 little red shoes and 200 dancers tapping down the street. And the bad year blimp. Grand Marshal Peter Appenell says Doodah is not a protest to the Rose Parade. It's just that it started 5 years ago in a bar, when someone was asked if he was going to the parade, and waggling a finger in the air answered, Doodah. Alan Shaw, CBS News.